Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
As I understand it, at the city council meeting this week, Alderman Anthony Beal said, I got a good idea. Let's vote on this thing about the new threshold for speeding tickets is 6 miles an hour. The mayor says it's making everybody safer. It's not a revenue generator, although it is. So the alderman said, well, then let's just put it up to a vote. And the mayor said, you're out of order. Alderman Beal, do I understand that correctly? Is that kind of what happened?
Well, that's always how it happens. Anytime we try to do something that the administration doesn't agree with, we're deemed out of order no matter what it is.
Well, maybe you were. I mean, there is a procedure, and maybe you hadn't submitted your suggestion in time, but do you have an opportunity down the road to bring this back up? Are you going to still try and change that threshold from 6 to 9 or 10 miles an hour?
Well, actually, I'm definitely committed to making it happen. And as you know, this ordinance has been sitting in committee since March. I submitted it in March of this year, and I couldn't get a hearing. And so when you can't get a hearing on something, let us vote it up or down. But, you know, the administration, anything that they don't like, they send it to rules, and you can't get it out of rules unless you do a Rule 41. Well, 2 months ago, I did another Rule 41, and, you know, it was just the opposite. It was like, okay, you didn't submit it within 24 hours or 48 hours. And I said, well, which is it? Is it 24, 48, or is it, you know, 5 days? So the rules change however they deem fit. And so that's the problem that we're having. And that's why one of the reasons I've been asking for our own corporation counsel, because we're changing the rules to fit our narrative as we go along. And so, yes, I'm committed to making this happen. I'm committed to changing it back. It was at 11. And they changed it to 6. I voted against it. When you look at it, you know, tickets have over doubled. Tickets are up over 150%. And so, you know, it's not about public safety, because when we look at the public safety aspect of it, last year, 159 people citywide, we had 159 fatalities. And that's one too many. I agree with that. But only one of those fatalities was around a speed camera. So the justification was, you know, this is about public safety. We need to lower the threshold because we have too many fatalities. Well, we only had one fatality around the speed camera. And so we were told misinformation. We were told that enough information to feed the narrative. And now that we have the facts, I said, let's repeal this. Let's put it back to where it was, 11 miles an hour over the speed limit. Let's put the fee back at $100. And so it's, if it's about public safety, let's make it about public safety. But if it's about revenue, just say it. Just let the people know we need the revenue. And I think people be more willing to accept it instead of always being sold a bill of goods.
What do you think would happen if the city council had it in front of them and it was an up or down vote?
Well, I think my colleagues wanted to vote for it. After the meeting, I got several texts from some of my colleagues and said, Bill, I'm with you. I said, well, I need you to be with me on the floor. I don't need to be with
yeah.
you. Don't be with me behind a text message. Be with me on the floor.
Yeah, but hold on, Alderman, because I don't know that they want to vote for it. I think they may, if they had to, maybe they would, but they don't want to because the city does need the revenue, and you're right, it's a revenue generator. I'll answer this question first. I wonder how many of them want to vote on it at all. Maybe they're just glad that the mayor doesn't let it come up.
Well,
right?
You know, the thing is, a lot of my colleagues want to vote for it. They want to repeal it because they're hearing it from their constituents. We're hearing it from our constituents day in and day out, that we're being fined and fined to death with these tickets. And when you went going down to, you know, in one camera alone, it was about 250 tickets that time last year. Now, same time, over 11,000 tickets.
Oh,
that's ridiculous.
And you
that
say
ridiculous.
That it's, and I don't know what the statistics are, north side, south side, downtown, et cetera, but in the poor neighborhoods where thousands of these tickets are being written, those people can't easily afford a $35 or $100 ticket, right?
Absolutely. They can't afford it. And it's just not, I mean, citywide people can't afford it. I mean, we're not in a south side, west side pandemic. We're in a pandemic across this city, and I get it. Everybody is struggling. Everybody is trying to figure out how we're going to come up out of this pandemic and how we're going to come out of it whole. But constantly hitting people over the head with another ticket, It's unjust, and we need to change it.
Alderman, we got a couple questions on the phone line for you. Joe, you're on WGN Radio. Hi, Joe. What can we do for you?
Hi. I believe that the speed camera and red light camera is unconstitutional because you're supposed to have the right to confront your accuser in a court of law. And if your accuser is a camera, you can't confront a camera in a court of law.
Have you brought that up with corporate counsel at all, Alderman?
No, I have not.
There's got to be a way around that for the city because that's common practice. But I take your point. If you've got a quibble with the ticket and they just mail you the bill where it was due process, I suppose you could petition a judge. You can, rather than pay it, you can fight it. But I think we know how that goes. Joe, thanks for the call. I'm going to go from you to Jerry. You're on WGN. Hi, Jerry.
Jerry.
Hi, that's you. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just keep thinking, you know, if everybody's complaining about it, why don't they just raise the speed limits and see what happens then? Everybody's going breaking the law. They're still breaking the law. A fine is a revenue generator, but any fine is a revenue generator. So if they don't want the ticket, obey the speed limit.
Alderman, what do you say to that?
Well, I think that's exactly what we're trying to accomplish. I think we're saying the same thing. The speed limit citation was at 11 miles an hour over the speed limit. But the problem is when you're just going 6 miles an hour over the speed limit, that's egregious. So if we just change it back to 11, I'm not trying to get rid of the red light camera because, you know, in some instances, yes, we do need them. However, I'm just opposed to dropping it to 6 miles an hour.
No, I get your point on that. But I think our caller is saying that if the speed limit is 30 and people are doing 40, how about we raise the speed limit to 35 and then people doing 40 would still be less than 6 miles an hour over the limit. It's just another way to accomplish what you want. It wouldn't be writing tickets for people doing 37 miles an hour because the speed limit would be, say, 35. But I suppose, if you make this limit 35, maybe people are going to do 41 and then they get a ticket in the mail again. But here's the other interesting thing. Thanks for the phone call. I appreciate your thought on that, Jerry. Maybe that's another way to skin the cat. But you're saying, okay, if 6 miles an hour over the speed limit gets you a speeding ticket at $35, that's too mm-hmm. close to the limit. So you said, let's make it 9 miles an hour, right?
Okay.
But then the next mile an hour, the 10th mile an hour over the speed limit goes from $35 to $100 ticket. So there's only mm-hmm. there's not much difference between 9 miles an hour and 10 miles an hour over the speed limit, but the ticket would go from $35 to $100, right?
I hear you.
That's your proposal.
Well, let me just say,
I think that's
right.
Why not give me even more distance for the $100 fine?
Give you more distance.
More speed, yeah. I mean, make it, I don't know, 12 or 13 rather than just 10 or 11. You see my point?
Right. I see your point. And the thing is, I'm open for discussion. I'm open to, you know, but that's why we have committees. I've submitted this, send it to the right committee. Let's talk about it. Let's discuss it. Let's bring in experts. Let's have people have a chance to really air this out. But if you can't get a hearing and you can't bring in experts to come in and testify, I don't think we're doing the business of the people. I think we're hiding the business of the people. Give me a fair hearing. Let's talk about it, and let's see how it comes out.
From the Ninth Ward on the far south side, Alderman Anthony Beal. Alderman, good luck to you. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.